St. Louis Cardinals chairman Bill DeWitt Jr. called Stan Musial the greatest Cardinal to ever live and one of the best in baseball. Stan, the man who played his entire 22-year Major League career with the Cardinals, died Saturday evening at his home just outside of St. Louis. He was 92. Musial was a member of the Cardinals teams that won World Series in 1942, 44, and 46. His lone World Series homer came in the first inning of Game 4 against the St. Louis Browns in 44. That homer gave the Cardinals a 2-0 lead, and they would go on to win three straight and the series 4-2.
Stan Musial, another left-handed hitter. The slugger of the card stands in there. Pitch to him, swung on, a long ball hit deep to right field. It's going far out into right field. It's landing on the roof for a home run.
Musial was the winner of 7 National League batting titles and finished his career with a .331 average. His 3,000th hit came in 1958.
Wide drive, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial around first! On his way to second with a double! Holy cow, he came through! The first man since Paul Wiener in 1942, Stan Musial, has just gotten his 3,000th hit.
His final game in the Cardinals uniform came on September 29th, 1963 at Busch Stadium, when in the bottom of the sixth inning, Musial faced Jim Maloney of the Reds.
Take a good look, fans. Take a good look. This might be the last time at bat in the major leagues. Remember the stance and the swing. You're not likely to see his likes again. The pitch to Musial. A hot shot on the ground into right field. A base hit.
It was Musial's 3,630th hit of his career, which at the time of his retirement was tops in baseball. In 2010, President Obama presented Musial with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor bestowed by the U.S. government.
Stan remains to this day an icon, untarnished, a beloved pillar of the community, a gentleman you'd want your kids to emulate.
Stan the man Musial, dead at 92. I'm Bill Pollack, Missouri Net.